BBC Audio presents On the World Around Us, a collection of radio programmes in which Andrew Martin reflects on Britain's customs, attitudes, and social and supernatural phenomena. Each of the six mini-series in this collection originally aired as a part of the BBC radio series The Essay. First of all, we have the series Yorkshire, which was produced by Duncan Minchell and first broadcast on BBC Radio 3 between the 21st and 25th of January 2019.
To King's Cross Station, for a journey from my North London home to the real North, Yorkshire, and the city of my birth, York. There is no capital of Yorkshire, but York is the traditional county town of the historic county of Yorkshire. At which point, having barely begun, we have to pause for an irksome footnote. Being so big, Yorkshire has been messed about with for administrative purposes even more than most counties. But any educated person knows what Yorkshire is, even if the place names have a baleful ring, as they might to southern ears. The Pennines to the left, North Sea to the right, Middlesbrough at the top, Hull at the bottom. This does not quite correspond to the modern-day official region of Yorkshire and the Humber, which includes Hull, but not Middlesbrough, and which I will try not to mention again. I'm proud of coming from York, because it is beautiful and important to Yorkshire, which is in turn beautiful and important to Britain. I see the East Coast Main Line as a railway from London to Yorkshire, rather than from London to Edinburgh, which would be more formally correct. The main function of the line, when first completed, was to bring coal from Yorkshire to the capital. It flowed in 24 hours a day, like a black river, which was very useful to the murderous Professor Marcus in The Lady Killers, shot at locations around King's Cross in 1955. The original companies that ran the East Coast Main Line were the Great Northern and the North Eastern. The latter was headquartered in York, and York is the first station you come to that matches the grandeur of King's Cross. The Cross, to we regular north-south travellers, was like an embassy of Yorkshire in London. York Way runs alongside the station. The newsagents at King's Cross used to carry adverts reading, "Take the Yorkshire Post with you." There was a north-south balance in those days, as opposed to the north-south divide, which began to be spoken of in the mid-70s. I board the train. It is soothing to hear Yorkshire voices among the passengers settling in, and our train guard sounds like a Yorkshireman. "Safety information is posted in the salon," he says. A slightly problematic statement, as he seems to be aware, because he then dismisses the subject. "Familiarise yourself with it." There are the two Yorkshire tones in those two sentences. The second has the peremptoriness traditionally associated with the county, the tone of hard men working in heavy industry, or of the Yorkshire slogans you tend to see printed on tea towels in the county. "See all, think all, say nowt. If ever tha does out for nowt, make sure it's for this sen." But the train guard's first statement, the reference to the salon, has a sort of dreaminess that is less often noted and perhaps arises from the slower pace of life to be had in Yorkshire's suburbs and villages. It is captured well by the comedian Graham Fellows, who was born in Sheffield and whose alter ego is the easygoing retired security guard John Shuttleworth. I once interviewed Fellows, who described Shuttleworth's main quality as steadiness. In the TV and radio programmes in which he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?